The otter picked up a bag of sling pebbles, three-pointed and sharp. Everyone napped from the island rocks.
We made promises to our mates that we'd return someday and free them. We're not beasts to break our vows.
The hedgehog patriarch gave a long sigh and nodded.
So be it. Ye must do what ye are bound to. Thy ship will be stocked with some of these weapons when it sails. We will provision it with rations also, but will not be for a while yet. Thou art not ready to face the seas again so soon. Come, forget thy woes whilst ye are with us.
Hedgehogs throughout the valley ceased work on the crops for the remainder of that day. Every beast gathered on a grassy plateau to feast and sport. Food was cooked in shallow trenches on fire-heated rocks. Broad, shiny, dark green leaves were wrapped around the various fruits and vegetables, causing aromatic steam to rise. Welfo, borne down to the plateau in a form of palanquin, was carried by 8 stout beasts, with Ertica walking alongside, holding her paw. Though most of the hedgehogs were great strong beasts, they did not indulge in spike tussling or wrestling. There were no displays of fighting skills. The competition was mainly prizes for the best grown fruits and vegetables, and each hedgehog stood beside carefully arranged tableaus of their own produce. Triss and Shog found themselves acting as judges in company with Bistorth. They were followed by a group of hog babes who had never seen creatures different from themselves. Hog mothers chased after the little ones, chiding them.
Grinfrey, if you pull your squirrel maid's tail again, I'll tell thy father, be warned.
Come off the obese tail. 'Tis not for thee to ride upon. Come off, I say.
Triss and Shog took the babes' curiosity in good part. The food was superb, harvested only that morning. Shog swore that he had never tasted bread so fine, and so many types too. Cider was the main drink, but that also had a lot of different varieties. Cider with damson, plum and apple cider, dandelion and burdock cider mix, to name but a few. Then 2 empty barrels were rolled out and used as drums. A hogwife played a rustic melody on a reed flute, and a stout farmer sang out in a fine tenor voice.